gather in a sacred place, we come to create a circle of love, ever expanding and ever growing. A place of wisdom, a place of connection, and a place of hope. So come, let us worship together. I invite you to rise as you're able and join in our call of worship. For God called Christ into the world. Then take in that second deeper breath And as you let this breath out, send with it all of the to-dos and the what-ifs, all of the burdens you carry, all of the ways in which you are held down to this earth. So you can take a third deep cleansing breath. And as you let out this breath, become fully present here with the Lord. Let us join together in our unison prayer. We praise you, O God, for your gift of love, both gentle and fierce, both strong and humble, both kind and true. Where we have been so blessed, we give our grateful praise, for you have provided loving hands that have worked so hard in raising us, caring enough to correct us. Bless us in ways we cannot have fully known as children. We thank you for the parental love that surrounds us as your gift to us. Amen. This is the last Sunday I'm reading. There's a sign-up sheet out there. I'm going to start calling personally, so, save yourself the trouble. Hear the words now of Psalm 1. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. technically be the last Sunday that the choir sings before summer break, but we have things going in June, so they will be singing on June 3rd and June 24th. So if any of you would like to join us for either of those days, we would love to have you. All right, now I invite our graduates forward. Cassidy, Sarah, Anthony, Jonah, Nick. Come on up, stand up here. Okay, I'll tell you actually where to stand. Jonah, stand right there. Nick, you're ready. Sarah, Cassidy, Anthony, you're ready. Okay, on this side we have our high school graduates. And I invite you to say where you're graduating from, what you're doing this summer, and where you're going next.
I'm graduating from...
Say your name.
I'm Sarah. Hi. I'm graduating from Denfeld High School. I'm like the only person who goes there. This summer I'm working as a personal care attendant for a friend that I met at Denfeld through the special ed department. And I'm attending Nova Southeastern University in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to study marine biology, and I have been accepted to my grad program, so I will be attending that college for 6 years.
I'm Cassidy. This summer, I'm going to continue working at Taco John's and get another job just to work full-time and make more money, and then I'm continuing to study surgical technology at Lake Superior.
I'm Anthony. I actually graduated last year, but
we have a lot of that this year.
And then as of right now, I'm a butcher at Milwaukee Kenley Super One.
And he hopes to have his own place sometime, right? His own shop. So, and Anthony, a lot of you may not know Anthony, but he has been coming with Cassidy, and we are grateful that he helps out with nursery school and also comes to worship and has been part of the whole community. So he's quietly slipped in among us. Over here we have some college guys.
I'm Jonah. I graduated from Lake Superior College. And I'm hoping to find a job somewhere at a repair shop this summer. And I'm also hoping to own my own someday.
And that's auto repair shop.
I'm Nick Johnson. I graduated from UMD.
I'm just going to stand here between these two.
This summer, I'll be at St. Louis County. And then the following semester, I'll be starting graduate school at UMD.
And what is your degree in?
Civil engineering.
So you're not uncivil, you're civil. That's great. All right. Well, behind you, if you want to pick up these quilts, I have been made for you by the Hope Quilters, and so they've been picked especially for you guys. And if you want to just look at them and hold them up so you can see. For instance, Sarah has a lot of blue for the water. Joan is a wolf guy, right? Yeah. So these quilts are to wrap you in God's love and to remember always that whatever you do, we go with you. So we want to thank you for being part of Hope, and just know that you're going with us wherever you go. So you can put them down if you want. Because now we're going to pray. We're going to send you forward. Do you want to do that now?
So there are a lot of moving parts that go into a worship experience, and one of the most vital is the nursery care that gives families of young children an opportunity to worship without the crying and the screaming. But we like the crying and the screaming. This reminds us of what we do in private. So Cassie and Sarah, we are so grateful to you for coming. come together as a team for acting in a way that is very full of integrity and support of each other and support of this church. You've done a great job of just covering it and being responsible, and we hope that this experience is something that you can take forward with you. Do note that Cassidy is going to stick with us for a little longer, and hopefully lead a new team of people. So we're reaching out to those people right now. Anyway, thank you so much.
One is a different color, it's a different shape. Oh, we got two left over. Carson? Thank you. So So it was just a bunch of pieces, but when you put it all together, it's something, and it works. Have you seen one of these? This is a great big jigsaw puzzle. I borrowed it out of the back room. That's what it says, 1,000 pieces. Take a look at them. Oh, my goodness. They're white on one side, and they're all kinds of different colors on the other side, and there's many different shapes. There are lots of shapes and many colors, and the pictures on one side. Some adults like to put these together. Sometimes two or three people work on them together. Have you ever watched anyone working on one of these? Okay, all right. It takes time and it takes patience, but when you get it all together, it's a good thing. So all these different puzzle pieces take me back to the words of the song. We're many kinds of people with many kinds of faces, all colors and all ages. We are the church together. And when you put all of us together, it's a very good thing. Okay, there's a small puzzle in there for each one of you. So, and you girls better make sure you each get a different one. Dear Lord, we know that there are all kinds of people at school, at daycare, at the store, at work, at church. Help us remember that we are all your children and that when we be nice to each other and work together, it's a good thing. Amen.
Any other? Well, I stopped by
get the five people from Hope who together were up there. And sitting outside the front door was Betty Nord. So I got to see Betty and say hello to her. And then a car was dropping a person off, and that was Shirley Smolpinski. So I got to see Shirley, so I saw two out of five anyway. But they seem to be doing well, and a group of us will be going up there next week to talk with them and have a worship service. And anybody can come up and join us. It's at 10 a.m. on Thursday at Keystone Bluffs. 10:30 is the service. Also, we need to keep in our prayers all of those who are in the way of the volcano, as that number of fissures is up to 17 now. A lot of people in danger's path. So let us be in a time of silent prayer. God, you know what is in the heart of everyone. But we pray especially for all the people in their daily life and work, for family, friends, and neighbors, for those who are seeking you, a deeper knowledge of who you are. We also pray for those who are alone, Lord, for those who are struggling, and we ask you to walk alongside of them. Let them know you care. We ask you to be with all who grieve today for the losses of loved ones in their lives, for those who deal with drug abuse, for those who have lost their way, Lord. We ask you to send out your hands and catch them and help us to be those hands. We pray especially, Lord, for those who are suffering from war, from violence, from natural disasters, destruction, for all who are in danger and sorrow. But we also pray, Lord, for the blessings in our lives, for the people who are right here, and even in the midst of grief and trauma, for the joy that we find. We ask you to help us to know how to share your joy in all we do. And as we do it, may your joy in us be complete. We ask all of this in the name of Christ Jesus, who brings us together and who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading this morning is from Exodus, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, birth and youth of Moses. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. And the woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying and she took pity on him. "This must be one of the Hebrews' children," she said. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew woman to nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Yes." So the girl went and called in the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took and nursed the child. When the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son. She named him Moses because she said, "I drew him out of the water."
I should rename the sermon, "It Takes a Village," because Moses' story, if you go back even further to his birth, where you had midwives who helped his mother have the child, those midwives were risking their lives by allowing a male child to live, because at that time, they were not supposed to live. And so that's why his mother had to hide him. Now, it's interesting, it's he and they and whatever. I can't tell you what the mother's name is, because of course she's never mentioned. Her name is never mentioned in the Bible. A lot of women aren't. His sister eventually is named Miriam. But I love this story because it brings to light, especially on a day like this, on Mother's Day, because Mother's Day is hard. It's wonderful if you have a mother. It's wonderful if you have good memories of a mother. If you have not had a mother who has been there, or there are things that have happened, Mother's Day is a tough thing to wrap your head around. But this story shows that it's not about who gave birth to you. It's about all of the people who get you to where you are. So if you think about it, so there were the midwives that helped Moses be born. There's Moses' mother. There's Moses' sister. There's the princess. There's actually the princess's mother. All of these people were necessary to get Moses to be Moses. And without those people, he would have been a different man. The same is true for us. We do not live in a vacuum. We do not only have the people with whom we grow up, the people to whom we were born, as resources in our lives, right? There are so many other people. I loved my mother. I had a great relationship with my mother. I'm very sad that she's gone. Mother's Day is hard for me because my mother isn't around. And especially this year, it's really hard. But on the other hand, I have all of these strong women around me who have continued to help me be the person I need to be and want to be in life. And Jo Gable was one of those. She was a great supporter and friend. And we lean on people. And we have to remember we cannot do it alone. And for you graduates, you cannot do it alone. Just because you graduated now, okay? Go. See how that works. You know, in business, they just talk about networking, networking, networking. And that's true. It's called connection. It's called connection. We have to have connections to other people. the less connections we have to God. Because as Sally was pointing out, God is, you know, many different pieces put together, many different shapes and forms and sizes and ages and whatever colors. So we all need many voices in our lives, because the fewer voices we have, the more we put God in this little box. Say, oh, hi, how you doing? Give me what I want. And we forget that God is out here. God is in here. God is everywhere. And, you know, we've talked about it before, we're in this cycle in our culture where they don't really discuss anything. You see it by me, I see it your way, forget it, then we're done. But in fact, that means we're not growing. In order to grow, we need to be open to listening to what we say to one another, what you have that I don't have, so that we can come together as a body of Christ and bring strength to the people who are living beyond us. It takes a village. It takes the body of Christ. It takes us each individually to say, yes, yes, I am going to listen. Even if it's someone I don't want to hear, even if they're saying something I totally reject, I'm going to listen, because it's another piece of this world that God has put together. So, on Mother's Day, we look at the people in our lives who have fulfilled the roles of nurturing and bringing us forward, whether that is your mother or your sister or your aunt or a person you met when you were 20 years old or a person you met when you were 70 years old. You never know. But we want to say, yes, I have this network and it is good. I have this nurturing body around me. And so many of them are right here. So a mother lined a basket. So each of those mothers did different things for their kids. And each of us do things in our different ways. I don't have any children. So nobody said, you know, I don't have that experience of being a mother. Except that I've had a lot of these kids in confirmation. And I gotta tell you, Nick and Jonah now, I've seen through confirmation, high school graduation, and college graduation. So that's kind of even weirder, I feel. I don't know how they got that old, because I didn't. And I hope that I had some, you know, small part in mentoring a part of their lives so that I'm a piece of who they are, because they are a piece of who I am. And the same is true for everything we do. We need that connection. If we are the body of Christ, what happens in our own body if one part does not communicate anymore with the other? So if your head doesn't communicate with your foot, down you go, right? Same thing is true with us as the body of Christ. If we don't listen to what the other parts of the body have to say, we're going to fall short. We're going to fall short, and we're not going to hear all that God has to tell us. Again, nobody said anything was going to be easy. But there is joy even among the hardest times in our lives. And that's what we can keep holding on to as a community. If you feel you have to suffer alone, don't. Because that is why we come together in a faith community. That is why we come together for fellowship time. That is why we come together in small groups. That is why we come meet each other at the grocery store and say hello. Because we are the body of Christ coming together. We never have to walk alone. Well, what if we've done something stupid? Well, who here hasn't done anything stupid? If you were here last week and you were sitting on this side, side of the congregation, you know what stupid thing I did. I flipped an entire tray of communion cups onto the floor. So, sorry I missed that if you were on this side. We're all here for one another, in good times and in bad times. Don't let ego get in the way and say, oh, well, I'm too embarrassed, because it could make the difference in your lives. So, today, say thank you to any woman who has been part of nurturing your life. And as you graduate and go on to the next part of your journey, don't forget that you are connected way beyond what you even think about. And that you always have a place to come home. That's what the people of faith bring to our everyday lives. The joy that comes with sharing who we are, sharing our joys and sorrows, so that we can live life to the fullest each and every day. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, sometimes it's much easier to say the words, yes, God loves us, than to really believe it. But we are surrounded by your love. We are surrounded by the people in our lives that help us to be who we are and bring out the best in us. We're also surrounded by people who will laugh with us and cry with us. Because life's journey is never a straight line. Help us to see, Lord, that it takes community. It takes us all working together to build lives that are strong and true, so that we can reach out and help even more people to find you. On this Mother's Day, we thank you for all who have helped to nurture children as they grow up. And we thank you for this faith community that continues to do the same. Amen. If you look in your bulletin on the one side, there is the envelope for the love offering. And it tells you in there what it's going to this year. The love offering goes to the conference. And the conference meeting this year is, in fact, early again, so it'll be going at the end of this month. It's May 30th, right? And Deb and Sal will be your representatives this year because I can't go because I'm having radiation. So they will be taking health kits and love offering. And so I invite you now to bring forth your offering and your gifts. Thank you. world we live in, Lord God. We thank you for each moment. We get to share it. Accept our offerings as we continue to work in your name to bring in the kingdom of light. Amen. Please be seated. All right, name tags. How's everybody doing with that? Please wear your name tags. Yeah, everybody, yeah, look at this. Everybody going like this. What do you mean name tags? If you don't have a name tag, sign up out there and we'll get you one. And we'll have to get something so that it doesn't have to wreck your outfits. I know that's a problem. Let's see. Who's got announcements?
Freezer's empty, and I have containers, large and small. Pick one up, fill it, put it in the freezer, and we'll use it for our fellowship coffee. I will be out in the hall for a few minutes, and I have to go to SPRC meeting, but pick up a container. We need your help.
Shoes. Thank you so much. And if anybody has to bring your shoes, if you can tie them together or rubber band them together with pairs, that'd be awesome. Also, the healthcare kits, we'll put them together next week. And there's still some papers back there if you don't know what to bring. We do have enough money for the toothpaste, so you don't need more money for that. And what else do you need? I think you will.
It's updated. This is an updated list in here of what we needed for today at least.
So we're still taking more donations. That'd be awesome. And then on June 24th, we're having a celebration for Pastor Lori. And I'm going to be putting up a sign-up sheet for who wants to attend and, you know, clean out.
No, not who wants to attend.
Who will?
They're all coming. So.
Okay, they're all coming. It's going to be catered lunch, just so you all know. But I do need a sign-up sheet so I can get a good number of how many will be coming. Thank you.
Other announcements. Come on up, Anita. I'm going to go back. Does anybody know what happened to the white table that was out here? The square, round, white table? Because it's disappeared off the face of the earth.
I just want to remind you that next Sunday is our end of the year, as we used to call it, I guess.
Spring celebration.
Spring celebration. It's now our spring celebration, yes. And please remember to stay after church and have lunch with us. All the food is provided. You don't have to bring anything. And we'll stay for the health kits. And we're going to have some displays of fun things to look at and to read. And stay for some of the games. We're going to have a cakewalk. So be sure to stay next Sunday. And if you want to, you can donate a cake to our cakewalk too. We always have such a good time with that. So remember next week.
Excuse me, is there something else you want to announce?
Vacation Bible School, maybe? Okay. Just a reminder about Vacation Bible School. That will be held on June 12th through the 14th. And we're welcoming any children that would like to come from age 3 through 5th grade. So if you've got some grandchildren or neighbors or friends or anything that would like to come, just come on and join us. It's only from 9 in the morning until 12. So it's not a whole day, it's just the morning. So come and join us. We're going to learn with Legos.
All right. So all you builders, come on down. It says here, hope gardens, helpers are sought. Does anyone know more about that? We need people who are going to start weeding the garden, and there's a special project. Just a reminder that June 9th is Lois Newman's memorial service, just to put on your calendar. Let's see, anything else? No other announcements? Oh, downstairs there are eggs. Fresh out of the chicken. Yeah, the clock's still there. So downstairs there's six dozen to find homes. So if you want some really, really, really fresh eggs, here's your chance. Oh, the donation, if you want to make a donation for the eggs, then we'll go to the log offering. Okay, anything else? SPRC is going to be meeting in my office, and are we having a trustee meeting? Trustee meeting will be in the baptistry room after worship. Okay. And if you're interested in learning some of the audiovisual things, let us know, because we have some events coming up and things that we're going to need extra help with that, so let the office know. Okay. Let's see. Then I invite you to rise as you're able to say our final gift, Everlasting God.
Thank you. pigeonhole, but